Welcome back again to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You might want to get your Bibles and be turning to Luke chapter 8. And in the Bible study today, we're going to be learning something about demons. It is a strange topic. And really, all we know about demons is what the Bible tells us. There's some speculation, and there's a little speculation in this lesson. But really, we're limited in our knowledge of demons to what the Bible says, and even though the Bible has a lot to say about demons, it still leaves many questions unanswered, and sometimes we just have to be content and not try to really worry about questions we cannot answer, and such is the case with this study. It's under the title of Jesus the Great Missionary, a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for November 26, 1922. And so while you're turning your Bibles to Luke chapter 8, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We've been worshiping in this location for over 100 years. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's look at Luke chapter 8. And I want to read the text, and then we'll go down and read what Elam had to say about this. And from the American Standard Version, Luke chapter 8 and verse 27 will begin. Let's see. Now I'm going to begin in verse 26. Luke 8, 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gergesenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he was come forth upon the land, there met him a certain man out of the city who had demons. And for a long time he had worn no clothes, and abode not in any house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out from the man, for oftentimes it had seized him, and he was kept under guard, and bound with chains and fetters. And breaking the bands asunder, he was driven of the demon into the deserts. And Jesus asked him, What is thy name? And he said, Legion. For many demons were entered into him, and they entreated him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now there was a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they entreated him that he would give them leave to enter into them, and he gave them leave, and the demons came out from the man and entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down headlong into the lake and were drowned. But the man from whom the demons were gone out prayed him that he might be with him, but he sent him away, saying, Return to thy house, and declare how great things God hath done for thee. And he went his way, publishing through the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. Here's Elam's notes, beginning with the notes on Luke chapter 8 and verse 26. Gadara and Gerasa were towns east of Jordan, and the country surrounding one, it is supposed, embraced the other, and the country surrounding it. Hence Jesus went into the country of the Gadarenes as well as into that of the Gerasenes. In verse 27, as soon as Jesus had landed, there met him two possessed with demons. Now that's according to Matthew 8 and verse 28. But the book of Mark mentions only one, the fiercer and more noted of the two, and the one to whom Jesus spake, in Mark 10 and verse 46. So how many was it? Was there one or two? Luke mentions only the prominent of the two blind men, while Matthew 20 and 30 mentions both. You see, frequently in the Bible, the way they would write in those days one is put for the whole. And instead of telling everyone every time about everyone that was there, it just mentions the most prominent one that was there. And that's what explains a lot of these things, where the numbers sometimes may not seem to add up to us. Like Luke, talking about the two blind men, mentions only the most prominent of the two. And Mark and Luke mention only the colt on which Jesus rode, while Matthew 21:2 mentions the mother and the colt. Mark in Mark 11:21 mentions Peter, who did the talking, while Matthew 21:20 mentions the disciples as a body. Mark 12 and verse 2 and Luke 20 and verse 10 mentions one servant, while Matthew 21:34 and 36 mentions other servants. There are other similar cases of mentioning only the most prominent one of the group of persons or things. Demons realized that the mission of Jesus was to destroy the works of the devil, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. And they asked if he had come to torment them before the time, Matthew 8 and verse 29. But what about these demons? An unclean spirit was a demon who possessed an unfortunate man. This was not simply a physical or mental disorder. Evil spirits or demons took possession of human beings and controlled their speech and actions. They caused dumbness and blindness and other afflictions, Matthew 17:14-18. Some possessed of demons exercised supernatural strength, Matthew 5 and verse 4. Some could divine, Acts 16:17. Demons knew Jesus, Mark 1 and verse 4. Jesus addressed them as having intelligence, Matthew 8:28-32. Demons acknowledged Jesus' control over them. The 70 asserted Jesus' authority over demons. Peter declared Jesus' power to cast them out in Acts 10 and verse 38. Out of Mary Magdalene, Jesus had cast 7 demons, Luke 8 and verse 2. And he'd cast a legion out of another. Demons cast out persons, sought the body of hogs, and entered them. J.W. McGarvey, in his commentary on Matthew 8 and verse 16, says that demons, in the Jewish use of the term, is always exclusively applied to departed spirits of evil men, and that this usage was adopted by Jesus and the apostles, and consequently all that is said of demons in the New Testament agrees with it, and so that may be what demons were. We know demons were evil spirit of some kind. Demons believed and shuddered, James 2 and verse 19, because they knew that Jesus had come to destroy the works of the devil, and that was their master. And they asked if he had come to torment them before the time. That seems to imply there was a time of torment to come for these demons, and perhaps that also refers to the time in which demons would cease possessing men the way they did during the days of Christ. When God worked miracles, it seemed that he allowed Satan to do the same to some extent. We know in the story in the book of Exodus, when Moses' rod turned into a serpent, that the magicians, by their enchantments, turned their rods into serpents. I know that word enchantment can mean tricks and sleight of hands, but they're called magicians, and it may have been that they had been allowed some kind of evil power to do their evil work. But God showed his super spiritual powers over Satan, and the Aaron's rod swallowed the others, and Satan could not perform all the miracles which God did. So in Christ's day, his power over Satan was demonstrated when he cast out demons. Christ is represented as binding Satan and spoiling his house and casting out evil spirits. An evil spirit cried out with a loud voice while Jesus was teaching. His teaching must have aroused this demon. The demon said, "Let us alone," that is, "do not trouble us, and art thou come to destroy us?" Jesus realized that the mission of Jesus was to destroy the works of the devil, John 3 and verse 8, which is an admission that Jesus will succeed. Wicked men now bent on evil say, let us alone. Do not disturb our business. In the demonics of this lesson, we find in Luke 8, 28 and 29, and that which Matthew, Mark, and Luke say is placed together in these verses. The demonics that had their dwelling in the tombs and came out of the tombs to meet Jesus. McGarvey said it may be that the demon selected the tombs as a dwelling place because of a preference for a place of gloom and seclusion. Or it may be that their own bodies were buried there, and that on this account they had a fondness for this spot. But of course, this is speculation. It is an eerie and kind of a frightening scene to see Jesus standing there and hearing these demons coming out from these tombs. Matthew 8 and verse 28 says they were exceeding fierce, so that no man could pass that way. They were dangerous, and people were afraid of them. Mark says in the lesson of the one he mentions, no man could any more bind him, no, not with a chain, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been rent asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, and no man had strength to tame him. This shows that, possessed of these demons, the demon-possessed man here had superhuman strength. In his quiet moments, he had been bound often, but when the demons asserted their power, he broke his fetters and chains and rushed to the mountains and the tombs. But he had become so fierce and wild that no man could bind him. The tombs were natural caves or graves cut permanently into the rock or horizontally into the hillsides. They could no longer be bound or confined, but remained always night and day in the tombs and in the mountains, crying and cutting themselves with stones. There is nothing comparable to this in wretchedness, except the condition of the lost in perdition. The demonics did not wait for Jesus to approach them, but while he was afar off, ran to meet him and worshipped him. They paid him homage by falling at his feet. This was only an outward act of reverence and not worship in spirit and in truth. What have I, or what have we, to do with thee? There was nothing in common between these demons and Jesus. On one occasion, in Mark 1 in verse 24, a demon said the same thing. These demons desired Jesus to let them alone. Thou Son of God, they said. These demons knew who Jesus was. We read in James 2 in verse 19, the demons also believe and tremble. Art thou come to torment us before the time, they said, in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 29. For Jesus had said unto them, come forth, thou unclean spirit, out of the man. This command was given to the demons, that entreated Jesus not to torment them. And this, in fact, is stated as the reason for making this entreaty. Luke 8 and verse 29 says, for he was commanding the unclean spirits to come out of the man. The demons considered it a punishment to be driven out of the man. My name is Legion, for we are many, they said. A leman was a division of the Roman army, contained originally 6,000 men, but varied in number as it had been diminished by service. Here is Jesus himself standing as one against 6,000 demons and having power over them all. It is an amazing fact that so many demons could enter this unfortunate man. That there were thousands of them is seen from the fact that they entered into about 2,000 hogs, as stated in Luke chapter 8 and verse 13. We're going to continue this lesson with the next class. You might want to mark in your Bibles Luke chapter 8 and be ready when you hear that bell to come to the Warren County Radio Bible School.